let all that I say come from you, through me, and our Father. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I get the lounge mic this morning. There we go. So next week, it is Pentecost, and the Holy Spirit will come to us with tongues of fire, and I know this because I can already feel the heat. Seriously, that's really good. But as I was going over the scriptures for this morning, and not just for this morning, but about the last month, something occurred to me, and I thought to myself, can it be so simple, all of these messages that we've received? Can it be as simple as Jesus telling us that we need to love one another? And I really think that it is. It is just that simple. That's what the message is. And this morning, that very, very simple message, in order to let you understand how I came to that simple message, I have created a handout, and we're going to do a little active participation this morning. Everybody get one of these? Because I'm kind of complicated, and so, you know, to explain something simple, I think we need to start with a handout. So what I'd like you to do is I would like you to repeat after me, okay? Repeat after me. I am a loved child of God.
I am a loved child of God.
I am made in the image of God.
I am made in the image of God.
I am loved unconditionally.
I am loved unconditionally.
I am united to everyone who is loved by God. I want to experience the joy that comes when I share God's love with others.
I want to experience the joy that comes when I share God's love with others.
How did it feel to say that? What would happen if you said that every day? And that's your homework. But what would happen if we lived into that message every day? It's really simple. We would love one another. So the messages over the last few weeks started a few weeks ago with Jesus as the good shepherd and Jesus taking care of us, finding us when we're lost, leading us from the front, sometimes walking on the side, just walking with us, sometimes pushing us from behind. Okay? I need that often. Then we moved into the vine and the branches, where God is the vine grower. God is love. And Jesus is the vine. The love flows through the vine and through us, the branches, and out to the world where we bear good fruit. Something I learned from that was every once in a while, a branch gets broken. But branches can be grafted back together. And I know for me in my life, sometimes where I have been most broken and been grafted and repaired, that's really where I'm the strongest. And then we moved into last week about God is love. Again, another love fruit that lasts. That's what we were supposed to remember from last week. But it was also about the Ten Commandments, where we had Ten Commandments. And Jesus, not wanting things to be too complicated, said, you know what? It's really about two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul, and love your neighbors as yourself. It really is that simple. It's one concept, to love one another. So today's gospel, and by the way, I noticed that I seem to have landed this exact same reading or in this same spot last year. I was here on the seventh Sunday of Easter last year and 2 years before that. So the pressure was on kind of not to recycle. And one thing I will recycle, though, is that this week's gospel, I think, is about the Trinity. It's one more way to explain our connection between God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit, and us. And I used a quote last time from that great theologian, that theologian pair, Lennon and McCartney, from I Am the Walrus. I am he, as you are he, as you are me, and we are all together, one body. One love shared between all of us. Pretty simple. Love is a gift. It's such a wonderful gift that God wants us to give it away. Absolutely. And what God says is that he gives love unconditionally to us, but there are some consequences. He wants us to also give that love to each other. That's what we're supposed to do when we leave here. That's what's important. Because God's love comes through us into the world. We are the hands and we are the feet of Christ acting in the world today, in the now. That's what we're supposed to do. It's not abstract. The best thing way I heard this put is that God's love is passion expressed in action. And we are the action in this world. So I have a question. I had to ask myself, what is it that keeps me from loving other people? Anybody? Is there anybody that you don't particularly care for? Is there a reason not to love some people? I think so. I mean, none of us are really perfect. But am I motivated by excuses just not to love other people? Or is it that I'm afraid? Am I afraid of some other people? I think it's in our nature to fear those who are different than us. But God's love overcomes fear. Absolutely. Elizabeth Gilbert, I think she wrote Eat, Pray, Love. What she said about loving other people who are hard to love, difficult to love, where the challenge is. She said, loving other people, it doesn't mean you have to voluntarily expose yourself to abuse and cruelty. Without denying the possibility that every thorn has its rose. I think it's wise to keep your distance from people who constantly demonstrate injurious, neglectful, or flat-out cruel behavior. But you can pray for them. You can wish a good life for them. You can love them, even though occasionally it might be a really good idea just to cross the street when you see them coming. You can still love them. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes every day. I am not always lovable. Trust me on that. But I want to be. I want to be a good person. And I think that that's what God is looking for. He just wants a heart that wants to be. And I can only be the best Jamie I can be. Unconditionally loved by God, a child of God, and taking action to love others in the here and now. I kind of had a myth buster as I was doing some studying, trying to figure out what all of this meant this morning. Because I always thought that, you know, there was love and there was hate. There was love and there was hate. But what I heard was, the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is fear. And perfect love, God's love, casts out fear. And that was a revelation to me. It's fear. And God's love casts out fear. I have a story I heard the other day about being afraid of the other, the one that is different from us. There was a woman who was in Bedford, UK. That's a little town just north of London. And it was a time in the history when there were an awful lot of immigrants from the Caribbean who had come over there who were trying to get jobs to spend, you know, to send money back home to those that they loved. And there's a huge influx in this town of immigrants. And tensions were high. There were anti-black tensions. There were anti-immigration tensions. It had changed kind of the face of the town, and the culture and the vibe of the town was different. And a woman of some wealth and some influence was pretty upset by this. She didn't like all this change rapidly coming into her town by these people who she just didn't understand. So she decided to take herself down to the town council. It was a little foggy out. She drove downtown anyway. She went to the town council meeting, and she spoke about anti-immigration and gave her peace of mind. A couple hours later, she came out. And it's London. Come on. Fog thick as pea soup. Okay? It was really thick out there. So she starts. She's on her way to her car, and she starts walking to her car. And she gets so far, and then she's like, oh, wait, no, I need to go up this way. She came up over this way, and then she went, oh, I didn't park here. I parked over here. So she went over to look at a street sign. She walked over to the light of the street light on the corner, and she looked up, and she's standing there going, okay, I can see that's that street that way, that's that. Okay, I think I know which way to go. And as she's standing there, a man grabbed her from behind and hung on to her very, very tightly. And she was petrified. A second later, he began to squeeze even harder to the point where she could almost not breathe. And finally, she managed to say, "Please let me go." And he did. And as he stepped back, she realized that this 6'5" immigrant from the Caribbean, this big man, was crying. And he looked at her and he said to her, "Please help me. I am so afraid and I am so lost. I have never seen weather like this. I can't even see my hand in front of my face. I don't know what this is, and I am lost. And please take me home. Can you please help me get home?" So now, having her bearings, the woman walked the man to her car and then drove him another 5 or 6 blocks to the hostel where he was staying, trying to find a permanent home so he could establish a new home for his family, send money home. Before he got out of the car, he said this to her. He said, thank you so much. He said, "I have never been so frightened. And I was standing there, and all I could think to do was to pray to God to send me an angel." And he said, "The moment I opened my eyes and looked back, you had appeared out of nowhere under that streetlight. And I knew that God had sent me an angel to save me. Thank you." She said it took her a long time to realize he was the angel that had been sent to her. And I think that we all need to be angels to each other. We all need to love one another unconditionally. Jesus didn't tell us that we have to like each other. He didn't even tell us we had to agree. He just said to love each other. And you know what I'm really happy about? There's no preparation to get ready for to love each other. There's no test you have to take. There's no class you have to attend. I am so done with classes. I am so done with seminary. I am done. So if the only thing I have to do today is be ready to love somebody else, there is no prep time involved at all. In fact, I ran across another quote. You know who Hugh Laurie is? He's the guy who played House on TV. He said something really, really interesting. He put it this way. He said, "It's a terrible thing, I think, in life to wait until you're ready. I have this feeling now that actually no one is ever ready to do anything. There's almost no such thing as ready. There's only now. And you may as well do it now. Generally speaking, now is as good a time as any. I offer that to you as your homework. Now is as good a time as any. Be nice to each other. Be nice to yourselves. Live into the joy of sharing God's love with one another. It feels good. It's fun. Now is a good time to love." Amen.